So, Travis, this summer we have the Olympics. Are you going to watch the Olympics on TV?
I will probably get suckered into watching the Olympics, I'm sure. It'll be on every channel. Well, it'll only be on one channel, but it'll be on the whole day, I'm sure.
Yeah, they kind of go overboard. It's on a bit too much.
Well, I think it was the last Winter Olympics where, I don't know which channel in the United States was covering it, but whatever channel was covering it, most of the Olympics was just people's background and personal stories and profiles, and a lot of America got really fed up with it. And I don't know if you were still here in Japan or if you were in the United States at the time during the last Olympics, but people didn't watch the last Olympics in the United States. They just tuned out completely. And the reason why they tuned out was because the coverage was so poor. The station that was covering it basically was just doing profile after profile by athletes about how they had to overcome hardship, how they had to eat one meal every 2 weeks and, you know, run 500 miles back and forth from, you know, some school in Russia. And so those sort of profile stories drowned out the actual events. And it was covered very poorly. But maybe this year will be different. Maybe there will be a backlash against that sort of poor coverage, and we'll get to actually see more of the real Olympics this time. And this is the Summer Olympics, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It shows how little I know about the Olympics. I'm not sure if it's the winter or the summer.
Well, of the Olympics, what's your favorite event?
Running. Just straight running. It seems like a very pure athletic event. There's no guesswork in it. There's no five-judge panel trying to decide who won, and then the Canadian judge and the France judge get in a fight, and they have to decide.
Yeah.
Nothing like that happens. It's just you run, the clock stops, and whoever got through the finish line the fastest wins. It seems very pure athleticism. So I like running 100-meter dash, 200-meter dash, all of that. And the long runs, too. I used to run when I was in high school, so that helps a little bit.
Okay.
Not short distances. I used to run cross-country, 3 and 5 miles.
Ooh, that's a long ways. Are you still a runner?
Well, I went running tonight.
Oh, nice.
But I don't consider myself to be much of a runner, no. I only say that someday I'm going to train and run a marathon, but I have yet to train and run a marathon. Maybe someday.
Yeah, I did it when I was in Bangkok. It about killed me.
Really?
Yeah. Running a marathon in Bangkok's not the smartest thing. It was terrible because they have pollution, right? Bangkok's a great city, but they have a lot of pollution. So
right.
They have to have the marathon at 4 o'clock in the morning before the cars start running and the pollution picks up. And then when you're running the marathon, some of the policemen that are officiating have to wear, like, masks because of the pollution in the air. So when you're running a marathon through that, that's not a good sign.
Right.
So, but anyway, you should do it. You should run a marathon. It's really fun.
I think maybe I will, but perhaps after I finish school this year.